B'tachon for Life, Shir 1181, Thursday, Parshas Vayikra, Tainus Esther. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously as a schus for Hatzlacha. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Bracha and Hatzlacha in everything that they do. We are saying over the powerful Vart from the Vilna Gaon, that the Rebbeinu Shloilam will sometimes send us a message that he is there and we can rely on him. And the Vilna Gaon explains this into the story of Purim. He explains why did the Rebbeinu Shloilam have to arrange for Mordechai to go on the horse. It had absolutely nothing to do with the outcome of the story. Everything would have been exactly the same whether that would have happened or not. Haman lost nothing. Mordechai gained nothing. It seemed to be a temporary distraction from the whole story. And what's even more schwer is that at that part of the Megillah, we raise our voice, Balayla Hahu, Nadada Shnas HaMelech, as if that's the beginning of the Nes. Frak de Vilna Gaon, it had nothing to do with the Nes. It was a side story, which was a beautiful story. Maybe it was a chizik, but it had no influence at all on the outcome of the nes. Why do we portray as if this was the beginning of the nes? And the Vilna Gaon explains with what we are saying. Mishan u'mivtach latzadikim. He explains that at that time, Klal Yisrael gave up hope. It was so pathetic, it was such a terrible situation. Even in Shemayim, the Gzeir was signed. They basically had a sakana that going to give up hope. And when a Yid gives up hope, he chas v'shalom might not get the Yeshua. And therefore the Rebbeinu Shlalom sent a mishon, something that they can lean on, something that they can understand that the Rebbeinu Shlalom is still there in the Chayshach, in what seems to be terrible, in what seems to be no way out. The Rebbeinu Shlom is there. And that was the point of this story. It was just to give a chizik. What did that chizik accomplish? It helped Klal Yisrael feel the betachin, rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there'll be zeicha to a Yeshua. It is the beginning of the Nes. Because the Nes can only come when Klal Yisrael has betachin. And if Klal Yisrael is not having the proper betachin, chas v'shalom, they might not have the nes. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlalom brought this small story, this mishan, this demonstration that all of a sudden Mordechai is on top and Haman is on bottom, to give Klal Yisrael the message, work on your betachin. Realize that the Rebbeinu Shlalom did not give up on you. Realize the relationship is still there. And then you can be zeicha to a Yeshua. We will Be'ezra Hashem continue.